Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Week. Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. That was my prediction. Anyway, who will go to the Super Bowl? So congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos, NFC and AFC champions. It's an amazing weekend, SAG Award weekend and football weekend, and it's a nice weekend overall. Thank you for supporting Cause the Shark Entertainment Reports at blogtalkradio.com. All day I have been nursing an achy, breaky, mouth ache, toothache. I need to have dental surgery, like, real soon. Big shout-out to my dentist in Dallas, Dr. John Grinaldi. But I've been nursing a toothache, so I'm so glad that I'm able to present tonight. And, of course, tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. we'll be celebrating Martin Luther King Day. It's been a Martin Luther King weekend, holiday weekend. So tomorrow we will be, of course, talking about Martin Luther King holiday. And I had fun talking about New Orleans, and we continue on talking about New Orleans. And still looking forward to returning to New Orleans next month after a long time not being there for NBA All-Star Weekend, kick off a Mardi Gras. Also, even though I don't have my own personal Valentine, even though each and every one of my listeners and on and offline friends are Valentine of mine, I am looking forward to being one of the most romantic cities in existence on Valentine's Day. But again, thank you. Thank you. Hey, speaking of Prince, he had a really good, awesome throwdown party on Friday night. Man, some of my friends who live in Minneapolis were just tweeting about the big party that they attended in Minneapolis at Pays the Part Studios in Chanhassen, Minnesota. I'm going to shout out my friends at Pays the Part Studios also in Chanhassen also. So, hey, can't wait to speaking of Super Bowl, remember Prince, New Girl, Super Bowl Sunday, Fox TV. It's going to be so amazing. But we're talking about, of course, the Hollywood Awards season and Weekend Talk. Prince Third Eye Girl. Coming from Dr. Funkenberry and also those that attended the awesome jam party at Paisley Park on Friday night, apparently Prince and Third Eye Girl played music from the new album. And great reviews. Oh, man, so exciting. I was on Twitter. Well, I've been tweeting a lot recently in the past few weeks. And another day, Dr. Fink and Andre Simone. Matter of fact, tonight I posted an awesome old school interview with Andre Simone with a host from Detroit area on a dance show in the Detroit area. Down here in Jackson, we had a show called Black Gold, hosted by and produced by Lee King. I see in Detroit there was a show hosted by a gentleman of the name of Nate Morris, in Detroit, and Andre Simone was the guest, like back in 1982, promoting his new album back then, and I posted that video, and I posted it for a reason because it's very informative. And those that really don't really know a lot about the early days of Prince and his friends like Andre Simone and Morris Day at the time, in this interview from 1982, Andre Simone answers a lot of questions. And simply too. And so I tweeted out on my, I know I have different, my Culture Shock Inc. handle. And I have it out. It's on my YouTube channel, favorite, and posted on my YouTube channel too, youtube.com, Culture Shock Inc. I'm going to create a new YouTube channel specifically for Culture Shock Entertainment Report, from my blog to, you know, the shows. But I have it there, and I tweeted it out at Culture Shock Inc. KULTURESHOKENT. It's there. It's probably like my third. It was like three tweets ago. It was just a couple hours ago. So check it out. Those of you that love Minneapolis sound, like to know the history of Prince and his friends, Andre Simone simply answers like questions that people like to know. You know, were there bands before Prince? You know, before the original lineup. Those of you that know Prince and Andre Simone was like best friends. Prince practically, I mean, really did live with Andre and his family. And Morris Day and all childhood friends who are still friends today, even though throughout the media you will, the media would always like pitch them against each other like rivals. But just like family and just like longtime friends, you know, they have their normal relationships, right? But he answers questions. Because when Andre Simone was no longer a member of the band, some people thought that they maybe had a spat and that Andre left on bad terms or whatever. But, you know, Andre, the host was like, are you two still friends? And Andre was like, yes. And he practically told the host, like, man, I just want to go in a new direction with new, you know, new music. And to this day, he's still doing that because he has released it officially released next month, but he has new music out now. And if you listen to the show, I play America, which he had released during campaign season. I play that like it's nobody's business. But he has a new album after nearly 30 years, I think like 29 years. But, you know, he's an awesome producer. You know, he produced some of Jody Watley's fabulous hits and also many other hits. So he's continued to work. And so it's really great. I can't wait. I wish to have the original members and also other proteges and those who work with Prince and Prince himself, too. It would be good, wouldn't it, on the show individually and collectively. My wish is, as what I was trying to say on Friday, As I was tweeting with the guys, I said that I wish a reunion. And Dr. Fink was like, me too. I wish for a reunion too. And don't we all wish for that? The original lineup, Gail Chapman, Des Dickerson, Bobby Z, Andre Simone, Dr. Fink, who's just funking up things. This would be amazing. I'm like, wow, it would be so cool if they reunited at Essence Fest. That would be amazing. A big concert in New Orleans like that, you know, and it's been my first time seeing Prince live. So I've been off Prince since the original lineup. So I will definitely love to see the original lineup performing in various bands and musicians that he has worked with throughout his career. And, of course, his current band, MPG, and also Third Eye Girl. And Prince is known for his guest appearances, right? So I just know his Essence Fest headlining appearance will be just awesome. I just can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. I've known Prince for years, but we've never met in person. So I'm just looking forward to seeing this awesome live performance. And I wish that the wish would come true that the original lineup would be a part of that show. And look, I'm changing the format to the show. So I'm talking about award season. I'm talking about Prince, but that's the one who has won awards. And just like finally Kiss is receiving their rock and roll Hall of Fame recognition, it's definitely past time. It's definitely time for Prince to get it, to agree to accept his Hollywood Walk of Fame star, don't you think? I mean, really. I can't wait till that day. So, I'm waiting for something to come up, and it hasn't come up yet. Looking at different stories about the various awards, those that are passed and those that we have coming up also. We have the Oscars nominations that were presented on Thursday. So we have the Oscars coming up on March the 2nd. There are award shows happening in Hollywood and across the country this week. But the SAG Awards, I really enjoyed watching last night. I'm looking at a headline from CNN International from a couple of days ago. And they asked the question, does diversity matter more than wins? That this year's roster of award shows nominees were more diverse than probably any other award season in Hollywood. But that's a good thing because life is diverse, right? Films are diverse. So, and the fabulous actors and actresses and directors and writers and behind-the-scenes people are diverse. So why not? The best of the best are diverse. So that's really good. That it's happening, that we're seeing diversity and not more of cookie cutting type of presentations, right? We all have different flavors, and the best of the best overall should definitely be presented in because we all are different from different aspects of life, from different writing and producing and acting forms and backgrounds. Right, we see from those that are first-timers to those who are veterans in the field, and that really is a good thing. But so the Super Bowl is set. We have the Pro Bowl to prepare for coming up, and lo and behold, we have the Super Bowl. And we are so excited, those of us that love sports. And really, this is when non-sports fan lovers get into the play. They're like, hey, this is exciting. This Super Bowl is for everybody, you know. So to those of us whose favorite teams did not make it, you know, they'll do good next year. They'll do good next season, most definitely. But still, congratulations to Coach Pete Carey. He happens to be one of my favorite coaches. Seattle Seahawks and Denver Broncos, but who am I going for in the Super Bowl? It's a close one. But anybody, I love the Manning family. I love the Manning dynasty. You know, we in Mississippi love the Manning. But, you know, the cream of the crop love both teams. I was about to announce which team I was rooting for, but I hold out. But you already know. You already know. But that's going to be a good game. I know that much. It's going to be a great presentation. And those of you that are that will be at the game in person, I mean, you have time in your life. Those of us watching it at homes or at parties, we're definitely going to have fun also. So, of course, we'll be talking about, like, Super Bowl topics up until then, from recipes, fun foods to eat, fun things to do, where the Super Bowl parties are across the nation and also in respective cities. I talk about where they're happening here in Jackson, and those of you that share with me where they're happening in your cities, I'll share on the air. My friends in Dallas always share about where their Super Bowl parties are, and I think I got an invite. Then I think Kevin Powell tweeted out his Super Bowl party in New York, and so there's various parties. Caesars in Las Vegas, they tweeted out that they keep everybody updated regarding their Super Bowl party, that they'll be having awesome parties. So that'd be all kind of parties. And I know my friends in Miami, they always keep me to know what's going on with different parties and Super Bowl and all that. And in Atlanta, yeah, they're good about keeping me updated. So I share with you, if you're visiting or in those cities, I share with you regarding the Super Bowl parties. My friends in New Orleans always keep me to know. My friends in Houston always keep me to know what's going on. Also, big shout out to Scooperstar, too. A big shout out to my friend, speaking of Scooperstar from Houston, big shout out to Scottboy, who I enjoy networking with. Every my days of listening to Lil Flip Show Flyboard Radio, he used to be a part of Lil Flip's camp and be a part of his show. But he's a young man that I network with, effectively with, and so proud of he and his friends. They really produce pretty awesome music up in New York, and he sent me a new video of his, and so I play his music sometimes, and he has new music, so I'll be playing some of his music, and he and some of his friends will be coming on in the near future, and especially on the show that I broadcast on Sunday, on the first Sunday, Young People and Youth Advocates Coalitions present, because we're going to be, you know, I've been the past few weeks, been focusing on topics geared toward youth and young people and youth advocates of all ages on topics. So we're going to be really breaking it down, and this conversation keeps it real. So it's important to hear real talk and regarding concerns of young people, youth, and youth advocates, regardless if they're 1 to 100, right? Because it's really important. All age segments are important. Their wants and needs, from kids to youth, young people, adults, senior adults, our concerns, our needs, our wants are very, very important and should not be invisible and should not be overlooked also, because if we really pay attention to what's going on, good and bad and not so good, things can improve or stay good. You know, if it ain't broke, it don't need fixing, then don't fix it. But if we need to improve on things, certain things, then we definitely need to focus on those things. And, you know, it's not comfortable to talk about things that, you know, make you sad or make you mad, but it's important to talk about certain things. So we can honestly look at it in a what's the word I'm looking for? It's a certain word I'm looking for, and I just don't want to say any word. But I said a competent. You look at things in a competent way. That's like a backup word that I use. But look at the issues and look at the topics and discuss things in a competent manner. That's what's important. So I was waiting for a story to come up and act like it doesn't want to come up, and this broadcast is only 30 to 45 minutes, and we're near out of time. Have about 15 more minutes. So, okay, I need to clean my laptop. Apparently, but I'm gonna play Bearded Lady, and we'll. Thank you. Here's Prince.
Seriously. Yesterday, I saw you kicking it with another girl. You was all wrapped up around her waist. Last time I checked, you said you left the dirty world. Well, it appears that wasn't the case. Hey, I see you're undercover like the CIA, snatching little wigs from another bouquet. That's French. I guess a man's only good for a rainy day. Maybe you're just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Brave child, who even saw you in the past before we saw me? Nothing like you ever lasts for eternity. I got the receipt, babe, but where's the guarantee? I forgot, fake as a Christmas tree. You never cursed your lip, bearded lady. Ooh, wee, baby. Break it down. I wish I never kissed you. Does erase the blade, the memory. Slippery lips of the bourgeois. Everybody step right up, come and see. The bearded lady, take me up to G. Lost the day. He was kicking it with another girl. You left the dirty world. Well, it appears it wasn't the case. Hey, I see you undercover like the CIA.
I'm supposed to be out.
No more reading days. Just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another bearded lady at the cabaret.
Just another bearded lady at the cabaret. I like to say cabaret. But big shout out to all of my online friends and listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Big shout out to a lot of new friends that I tweet with. Royalty and Dr. Pamela Peak, Blog the World, the YCB Agency, oh man, Charles Grandmason, always networking with my local media, On Air with Ryan Seacrest. I love networking with Ryan Seacrest and Official Ellen Kay and so on. Really enjoyed the interview that Ryan, well, I enjoy all his interviews, you guys know this. Love networking with Ryan since MySpace days. I mean, I really recently freshened up one of my MySpace pages. I do my best to to stay, to keep it updated, one of them at least. But I remember when I received friend requests from Ryan Seacrest. I'd already been networking with American Idol. And then when I received friend requests from Ryan Seacrest to my, not just one of my profiles, I was just like in amazement and glad because I love new talent. And I love playing new talent here on the show. And this is a knack that I have ever since I was a kid. I just always had an eye for talented people. When I see someone doing a regular, like a regular 9-to-5 job, I always feel they have a hidden talent. And 9 times out of 10, they do. And then there's the ones that that's what they live and breathe, their talent. And it's just amazing. But I enjoyed this awesome interview, and I'm going to get this book this week. Ryan and Official Ellen Kay, they talk with Cameron Diaz. And the past couple of weeks, I have been seeing her on different talk shows and hearing about her book, The Body Book. But Ryan had an in-depth interview with Cameron Diaz this past Friday on his show, and it's just amazing what they discussed regarding living healthier lives and just simple things that we can do to live healthier, fulfilled lives, thinking about our bodies and our minds and all of that. And so The Body Book is a must-read book and a beautiful cover on air with Ryan tweeted back a picture of the cover of the book, even though I've been seeing her on different shows and so on. I really had not seen the cover. Because I'm always listening and just paying attention to her advice and the promo of the book and a beautiful book cover. And I'm definitely getting that book. And also the No Labels Org has a new book that I've been a member of. So practically right after the group formed, the organization formed, and this organization for Republicans, independents, and those that, you know, and Democrats and, you know, people that care about government spending. And there's a new book out, and that's a must-read book, and I'll be writing a review on Amazon and also talking about the book in the near future. After I read it, I will be talking about it, and maybe we'll have someone from the Labels Org to come on the show and also talk about the book and talk about how important it is to get America back to working and stop all that spending. It's an awesome organization to be a part of, regardless of the political party. It's all about us all coming together. You know, we do have something in common, and that's our love for America. And so we'll be writing a review in the near future regarding that and the Body Book. What's going on? You know, when I first started producing this show here on blogtalkradio.com, so I would share must-read books or articles, periodicals, and all that. And every once in a while, I do mention books, old and new books. These are two new books, e-books, and the No Label book is an e-book. Cameron book, you can get hardback and as an e-book. So definitely would be recommending must reads. Again, James Franco always have amazing must reads on his book reading list also. And we'll be sharing like some books that he's recommending for us to read and books that he's reading too. So it's really cool. It's really cool blogs out there that I've been checking out. So definitely be sharing that too with you all. I know I'm going on and on, but I'm just letting you guys know because this week I've been on a pretty consistent schedule because I know some people, some talk shows here on Blog Talk Radio, how they operate, they just go on the air and let people know, hey, I'm on the air, and really don't have a set schedule. They broadcast when they feel like it. Some of us do have a set schedule. I like to have a set schedule, but then also a little fun, you know, be spontaneous about it sometimes also because different topics arise every day. There's always some kind of breaking news. Today I was amazed at the stories that I have shared that I've read about early this morning. There's a story where a woman killed two of her children, injured all four of her children during an exorcism. You guys heard about that story? That wild story. Then there's another story where cats really look at us. Now, that's like a fun story. But it's a real study. Cats look at humans as larger than life felines. You know, and, you know, I have dogs and cats. And I have, and then I'm friends with a lot of people who are, speaking of James Franco, his family are cat lovers. Everyone in his family have cats. And a lot of my friends are animal lovers, pet and the dog and cat lovers are other animal lovers. And it's amazing. I think like cats think they're humans to me. But I kind of understand it now. It's kind of wild. And what else? There's some other stories. Oh, your music. You are, thank you for sending me new music. Keep sending music. You want to be a guest on the show, don't hesitate to send me a media kit or you know, information, pertinent information. And, of course, we'll talk and set a schedule, and I would love to be a guest or a guest co-host, those of you that really want to talk about topics that are really important and you're an expert in. Please let me know, hey, I want to be a guest co-host and let's talk about this subject matter, because the wait has been way too long. I know there's a fellow Republican friend of mine in Indiana, many of you guys know him, Emory McClendon. I know he talked about it's important for them, Obama should meet with, President Obama should meet with some conservatives that are African-American to talk with us just regarding about our cares regarding the country. And that would be good. And so I know we talked about that like 6 months ago. And many of you know Emory McClendon. He's well-known in both parties and all parties. And he's based in Indiana, and he's a guest speaker at a lot of events. And, you know, that would be a topic that we'll talk about in the near future. Have him against us on the show. So I had to get follow up with him dealing with this season. I know he had been, when I was ill, I know he came down with some type of cold or flu. So those of you that have been trying to prevent a cold or flu or battles or helping a loved one get through cold or flu, my prayers are with you. Thank you for your prayers. When I was sick and experienced a setback with that cold flu, I am counting down and visualizing, thinking and preparing for springtime. And once Valentine's Day get here, I feel like spring is not far away. That it's right around the corner. It really is, because Groundhog Day is February the 2nd. The day the Super Bowl is played. The guys on ESPN were talking about that today. Wow. Super Bowl will be on Groundhog Day. That's amazing. So, I don't know. I don't want to be rambling, but you can email me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENT at yahoo.com. You can, of course, make right here on this profile my link to my YouTube channel, to Facebook, my business fan page for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. The link is right there. You have to just click on it. And also Twitter. So you can contact me that way. My telephone number is on the profile, and also it's on my Twitter links and on my Facebook pages. My cell numbers, not my landline number, but my cell numbers, you can call me. They're there. And so you can call me. Leave a message when you call me, because I respond when you leave a message. But if you don't leave a message, 9 out of 10, if I don't know exactly who you are, I'm good at returning phone calls, but if I don't know who you are or the reason why I'm calling this number back, I'm not calling. And it's not been fun. It's been safe because of, every once in a while, pranksters and stalkers are rear their ugly heads. And I don't have time for that, like some of you say. I don't have time for that kind of nonsense. But your serious inquiries, serious friends, is want to network and talk about the business, talk about what's going on, just, you know, touch your base. call me. But you know, leave a message so I can call you back properly and know promptly and know what we'll be talking about, have an idea at least. And also, what else I want to say? I like to communicate. I like tweet, texting and talking and chatting and all of that. I like that. It's good for us to effectively network with one another and to keep, you know, keep encouraging and moving and doing what we can to live better lives and to make money. Right. To me, this is a year to build relationships, to have good health, to be a little happier, healthier life, and to effectively network more. So I want to thank you all for your support. It's time to conclude. So remember, we'll be broadcasting and celebrating Martin Luther King holiday on in the morning time. And happy belated birthday also to the First Lady, Michelle Obama. And also we had an amazing Martin Luther King parade here on yesterday. And so a big shout out to those who participated in that parade. Also, in, they had one in Vicksburg, too, I think at 3 o'clock on yesterday. I think that one was a success. All of them are success. But we'll be talking about Martin Luther King. And feel free to call in. Also, okay, I like it to, I like it when you call in, and I like to chat with you in the chat room. But, again, you've been listening to Coach of Shock Entertainment Report. And we can talk. We talk awards. So we'll be continuing on talking about awards season, the Grammys, Oscars, and other award shows that's been happening. And just enjoying